Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. India's AI ambitions are slowly taking shape, from playing catch-up to staking a claim. On Wednesday, a string of Indian startups launched AI models. Bengaluru-based Sarvam AI unveiled two new large language models, a 30 billion parameter model and a 105 billion parameter one, reports Bhavya Dilipkumar. Sarvam claims its larger model beats China's DeepSeek R1 and outperforms Gemini Flash on several benchmarks. Cross-city conversational AI startup Gnani.a, I introduced Vachan TTS, a voice model capable of cloning speech across 12 Indian languages. And an IIT, Bombay-led consortium introduced Bharatgen Param217 BMOE, a 17 billion parameter multilingual foundational model aimed at powering AI use across governance, education, healthcare, agriculture, and enterprises. Of course, the intelligence layer needs infrastructure buildouts, data centers, and undersea cables. On Wednesday, Google unveiled new initiatives to support its expansion in India, including new fiber optic routes connecting the country to the US and locations in the Southern Hemisphere, as part of its planned $15 billion investment pledge. Speaking at the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi, Alphabet Inc. CEO Sundar Pichai announced a partnership between Google's AI research unit, DeepMind, and Indian government bodies and local institutions to enable scientific discoveries. More from the summit, Wikipedia co-founder Jimmy Wales isn't losing sleep. In a conversation with Shweta Punj and Priyansh Verma, Wales said, "There is no competition between Wikipedia and Grokopedia," and dismissed the AI-generated rival bluntly, "I think it's a ridiculous idea and it will never work." Google DeepMind CEO Demis Hassabis acknowledged that the world is still not there when it comes to artificial general intelligence or systems that can match all the cognitive capabilities of a human, underscoring that the road to AGI remains long and complex. Yoshua Bengio, known as the godfather of AI, told Chandra R. Srikanth that big tech firms are not investing enough in risk management. Meanwhile, antitrust experts have been concerned over the sky-high hotel rates in Delhi NCR due to the summit and warned that it may attract the ire of the Competition Commission of India, CCI. Even as investors turned bearish on IT stocks, policymakers struck a reassuring note. IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav believes that Indian companies are well placed to deliver AI services, write Chandra Srikanth and Rishabh Shaw. Speaking on the sidelines of the AI Impact Summit in New Delhi, Vaishnav said the current workforce needs to be reskilled. Vaishnav also said that big tech firms should be able to act on unlawful content within minutes, as they have the capability to do so. But at the same event, a top official at Meta warned that such compressed timelines could create operational challenges for intermediaries. Meanwhile, Galgochias University was asked to leave the AI Impact Summit, a day after it allegedly attempted to pass off a Chinese-made robot as its own, causing an uproar on social media. Away from AI, capital continues to find its way into clean energy projects. Private equity giant TPG has signed a term sheet with the National Investment and Infrastructure Fund, NIIF, for a controlling stake in Aseem Infrastructure Finance Limited, reports Debor Shichaki. Aseem Infrastructure has a loan book of 17,258 crore rupees at the end of H1 FY26, with a focus towards renewable energy and other green projects. Meanwhile, Hero Future Energies is expected to file its draft IPO documents soon, reports Swaraj Singh Dunjal. The IPO size is expected to be in the range of 3,000 to 4,000 crore rupees, including a mix of primary and secondary share sales. Indian automakers are set to invest more than 1 lakh crore rupees over the next 5 years to build up production capacity, writes Swaraj Bhagamvkar. Industry executives said that the reduction in GST on cars has provided auto companies with clarity about the future, enabling these investments that will add 65% to total production capacity. While the interim India-US trade pact allows dried distillers' grains with solubles DDGS under a tariff rate quota, any shipments will still have to clear India's biosecurity and quarantine filters, reports Adria Chatterjee. Since most USDDGS is derived from genetically modified corn, imports will depend on approvals from India. And finally, Tamil Nadu's latest budget shows that the state has continued to tilt towards welfare spending in FY27, with about one-fifth of total budget outlays directed towards welfare-linked sectors, reports Ishan Gera. Allocations for social welfare and nutrition have risen even as spending on industry, water supply and sanitation has declined. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.